I don't know why I'm trying to. In my brain, I was trying to sing an inspirational song, and I think I was just going. I think I was just singing the start of Baywatch, right? Yeah, hold on. I have it on my phone. It is. Oh my God. Don't even ask me why I have that on my phone. But hi, everybody. Oh, we are off to a great start. Welcome to episode 81 of the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name's Kelly Roberts, and today it's a big, giant portion of Real Talk. So I want to talk about seizing the moment and staying motivated. More specifically, I want to talk about why we push ourselves. But before we get into it, let's talk about how you can use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to save 10% on your own personal domain address and website on Squarespace. Squarespace is a sponsor of this podcast, and it's the website hosting platform that I use to create both my website, or should I say both my websites? Spoiler alert. And my podcast. Look, building a website, it's really hard. Taking a leap of faith and starting your own blog is confusing. I get it. I know. Squarespace makes that struggle so much more manageable. I say that because I use it. And whenever I'm struggling, I think to myself, I'm so freaking glad I am using Squarespace and not another website hosting platform, because Squarespace makes it so much easier. It's not 100% easy, but it is a hell of a lot easier than the other guys. So if you're not tech savvy, like me, or if you have no idea how to design a website or a blog or e-commerce site, Squarespace is for you. I say it because it's the only reason I can do what I do. Squarespace made finding my voice a reality. So use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, save 10%. Go take a chance on yourself. Share your story and find your voice. Yes? Awesome. All right, let's do this. Seizing the moment is really, really hard. And I'm always asked about how I was finally able to like find a way to get at and stay active. And more importantly, how I enjoy being physically active. And the truth is, I never found a way to enjoy being active. It still sucks a majority of the time. It is not easy. And a lot of times, the fact that it isn't easy is what makes me feel defeated. But on the other side of that exact same coin, it's why I keep coming back for more. And that sounds cheesy, but I'll help you understand. So I spent my entire life trying to get motivated to get active to lose weight. I'd set a goal, find myself 2 to 4 weeks in, and just bored and uninspired. I hated every minute of it, so I'd stop going and I'd give up. I never focused on how I felt, why I was working towards what I was working towards, and more importantly, like why I wanted to push myself. It was always about looking a certain way. It was never about anything else. And what I realized when I started running was that the discomfort and frustration I felt whenever I crashed and burned, like just trying to run down my block, or when, you know, 4 years later, whenever I feel like there are sandbags on my feet, or when I'm struggling to run like a 4 mile run, it doesn't mean that I'm doomed or that I'm doing something wrong or that everything sucks. It doesn't mean that I'm not cut out for it. Everyone has a hard time. Everyone struggles. Being active and pushing ourselves towards goals that feel impossible or insurmountable is really, really, really hard. It's supposed to be that hard. It's really easy to get stuck focusing on like the past or the future, to do everything except pay attention to where you're at and how you're feeling today. Maybe you're regretting the choices that you've made in the past. You sit there kicking yourself for letting yourself get to where you're at because you know it's going to be so much harder now that you've fallen however far you like think you've fallen. Or you hyper-focus on where you're going to be in 4 months or 6 or in a year, how thin you'll be, how fast you'll be, how in shape you'll be, how much easier it's going to be. And when you ignore the present, you neglect to embrace that the present is all you have, that it is literally the only moment that you can actually control right now. Look, life is fragile. It's way too fragile to be unhappy. It's too fragile to be skeptical and angry and full of doubt and fear. It is too fragile to sit around regretting all the stupid choices you may have made, stuck on the what ifs. So let it go. Don't forget about it. Don't try to change it. Just remember that that chapter can be closed if you want it to be. Your past doesn't define you. And the future's not written yet. So the time is always now. It's always now. And I know that's so much easier to say than it is to live. It's hard when you can compare yourself to how fast or strong you used to be and how the struggle feels a lot harder this time around, right? But motivation comes from within. That's the hilarious part about like platitudes you find on Pinterest, or even the millions of us you can find online who inspire other people, right? People like me. We can help remind you that it's hard or help build supportive communities, but we can't make you want to push yourself. You have to want to get started. You have to want to take that first step. You have to want to keep fighting. You have to want to step outside of your comfort zone and brush yourself off when you crash and burn, right? Your motivation can't be external. It has to come from you. Trying to do something incredible because someone like broke your heart, or losing weight because someone called you fat, that's an inciting incident. It hurts, it fuels your fire, but it doesn't last. That motivation doesn't last. Maybe it does. If it does for you, great. But there's going to probably come a point where that's not going to fuel you the way it used to. So you have to be working towards something with stakes. That's why I say and chase impossible goals, because they keep everything huge and exciting. And for me, like in the beginning, my impossible goal was just running 3 miles without having to stop to walk. And then it became a half marathon, and then a marathon, and then breaking 2.5 hours. And then funny enough, it was like finding a way to feel confident just calling myself a runner. And then it was trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon and run a BQ. All those huge impossible goals, they meant something to me. They were tangible goals that were so much more than finishing times or feeling fast, right? They were goals that made me doubt myself and feel insecure or afraid, and they were based in the journey. Every single day was a new thing, was a new battle, was a new like mountain to climb. And they gave me a plan to work for and then helped me stay flexible along the way. I always say this, but it doesn't matter how badly you want something. It really is about how hard you're willing to work for it, because it always gets worse before it gets better. It will be hard. That doesn't mean that you can't push yourself as hard as you can. Sometimes it means like that pushing yourself as hard as you can is just getting out there and slogging through a really shitty run when all you want to do is go home and watch Netflix or get in bed and cry. Sometimes it means trying after 2 failed attempts. Sometimes that means taking an extra day off to just unplug and just be alone. Sometimes it means, you know, showing up and really trying and giving 100% when you're so afraid of what you're about to do. Sometimes it means facing your fears and showing up when you're insecure, right? But I think the reason we push ourselves is because when we're doing something incredible and putting in that work, every single aspect of our lives, they're enlightened. There's nothing worse than feeling stagnant or stuck or bored. And when you're working and giving everything you can towards doing these things, your life is more energetic. You're more creative. You look at things in a bigger way. Things feel more exciting, right? We're meant to kick ass and take names. We have to continue to step outside of our comfort zones and push ourselves to see what we're capable of time and time and time again. I know whenever I'm feeling really intimidated or like I've bitten off more than I can chew, I always fight the urge to retreat and hide, to like convince myself that I can't do it. I want to do that. And every time I give in to that feeling, I always feel like crap. It is always the most defeating feeling in the world. Because honestly, you never know what you're capable of unless you show up and fight to make it happen. And I can tell you that having the courage to go for something and falling short or crashing and burning or not accomplishing whatever you set out to accomplish, that feeling is so much more rewarding and easier to live with and move forward with than it is to not believe in yourself. Even if the end result isn't the one you expected, the result will always be better if you find the courage to just show up and give it your all and believe in yourself. Do what you can today. Stay flexible, ask for help, have a plan, but plan for the unexpected. You have to challenge yourself. You cannot be afraid of struggling or looking stupid It doesn't mean that you're not good enough. Yes? So check in. What are you working towards right now? Does it excite you? Does it scare the crap out of you? Because if it doesn't, your goal may not be important enough. Attach some stakes to it. Dare to fail, my friends. Yes? All right, let's stop there. Woo! I'm so stressed out, y'all. And I can attest that even though I'm in way over my head, I've never been as excited or afraid about what's to come ever. I have no idea what I'm doing. Don't let anyone know. All I know is I have to put my neck out there and try my best to make this thing that I've been concocting and working on a reality. I want it, and that's all that matters. All right. It always comes down to this fact. All you need is a place to start. And what better place to start than now? What will happen already has, yes? Hey, speaking of not knowing what you're doing and saying yes to things that scare the crap out of you, what a perfect time to say, hey, Squarespace, thanks for sponsoring this podcast and for always pushing me outside of my comfort zones. You guys, my friends, start your own blogger website, share your story, find your voice, start your own business, take a chance on yourself, and make your next move on Squarespace. Use offer code Kelly, save 10% on a domain address and website. Do it. Do it on Squarespace. Squarespace is the best. They are. They just are. Stop waiting. All right, now go out there and kick ass and take names, my friend. Big, big things ahead. I'll talk to you soon.